Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I have a question. I'm on Bone TV. You have a nice phone, Anna. Can I get those digits?
Oh!
Hey! Attaboy.
He's back, being a adultophile.
Sicko.
Yeah.
You're a sick bitch.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry she called you. She called you a curse word and you're a child, and that is inappropriate.
All right, call me ugly or whatever. I don't care. Just get away from me. Going to jail.
We need
some
PSAs.
I live in Fort Myers. You live wherever you are in Tampa or whatever.
St. Pete.
Hey, don't say that.
You want her address?
No! Yeah.
It's 1148 Fort Street North.
Yeah, no.
Apartment 17.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, she lives on the upstairs. She lives upstairs. She lives with Rachel and two cats.
I'm so curious of what Daniel looks like, but I know I can't ask for a photo.
No,
you cannot.
No,
I'm pretty sure. I mean, he sent you a weenie pic, and you're going to jail for life.
No, I don't want that. I mean, fully clothed.
Yeah.
I know.
Even fully clothed, you're still.
You still can't do that.
Oh, no, man. You're on a watch list, kid.
I'll send you.
No!
Send it to Anna.
No!
Do you have any eggplants laying around your house? Maybe your mom has in the produce cabinet or something?
She's got cucumbers under her bed.
Yep.
Not that I know of.
Ask your mom if she has any cucumbers.
Smells like an open tuna can in here.
Your mom has pickles?
Oh, they were cucumbers. Not anymore.
Hey, Anna.
They brine it?
Yeah.
What, yes?
Hey, Anna.
Yes.
You should go play those drums.
Why?
Because then I'll play you afterwards.
Oh my God! Yeah! Oh, Lord, Jesus, Lord!
I'm going to report you to the authorities.
Whatever,
child.
Jerry Lee Lewis. You're talking to him. All right.
Wait, who are they going to believe, the kid or the adult?
Probably the adult on this one.
Yeah, we got you on a recorded audio file.
We have hours of photos of you sexually harassing Anna. Of audio, I mean.
Yeah, bitch.
I want to bang Anna, though.
That's you, Daniel.
All right, man, we got to go, all right? You call us back tomorrow and let us know if puberty's gotten there yet, okay, pal?
Okay.
Bye. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. I can't delay it anymore, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's so exciting. So
I'm even excited.
You should be. Because this is not just big for sports. This is big for Tampa Bay. Once again, it's a good day in Tampa Bay. Now, I had our Zoom meeting with all the talents this morning that actually participated in our 8:30 Zoom meeting with Keith Lawless and our surprise guest. And then I went to bed. And I woke up at 3 o'clock. I was making myself a nice coffee. Nice Bustelo cappuccino. And I look down and my phone's got like, I don't know, 7 text messages. I go, that's weird. And then I saw social media notifications blowing up. And the first notification I saw was rumors of the Bucks interested in Rob Gronkowski. And I'm like, yeah, no duh. Anybody would be interested. And then I looked at the next notification, which was like 45 minutes later, and it said, the New England Patriots have made a trade with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the rights to Rob Gronkowski. Oh, my God. Holy ass. I screamed like a happy fat lady to the point where Leah woke up and she's like, what is going on? And I'm like, it's Gronk time, baby! And much like yourself, she's not a football fan. She's excited.
Yeah.
Because this guy is way beyond football. Much like Tom Brady, he's a damn celebrity. Like, he is an iconic celebrity. Everybody knows who Rob Gronkowski is.
Yeah, what would you say? He surpasses sports.
Way surpasses.
He's an icon.
He just won a belt in a WWE like a month ago.
I know, he's constantly on Barstool. He's such a goofy like schlub, but he's so funny. And like you said, would you say he's the greatest tight end of all time?
Here's why he's perfect for the Bucks. Several reasons why he's perfect for the Bucks. Number one, yes, he could he could be in the argument as the best tight end to ever play. I mean, he's definitely in the top three or four. He's on the Mount Rushmore best tight ends. I mean, the arguments out there, Tony Gonzalez, Kellen Winslow Sr. I mean, there's great tight ends in history. But Rob Gronkowski's one of them. He is an absolute beast, not only catching the ball, but blocking. He shatters people on the offensive line. So, yes, that's one thing. The football thing is great. The chemistry of Brady, that's the other reason why you want him here. Because those guys, he's like Brady's lieutenant. If Brady's like the general of an army, like he is like his guy. The other reason why you want him on the team, he is a perfect mesh with Bruce Arians, personality-wise. Like,
well, how do you know?
Because he's like the fun party guy. Bruce Arians is the guy that has tailgate parties after the game with his players.
Oh, okay.
Like Bruce Arians, the guy always has a crown in his hand. Like he's the guy. He's the fun guy, the drinker, you know? Like Gronkowski is like the fun. He is so much fun.
Yeah.
Like he is going to be a blast in Tampa. I saw Pants tweeted out, "No way Gronkowski survives Gasparilla." I mean, it's
oh my
so
God,
funny.
Yeah.
Like Tampa's so perfect for Gronk, man. Like our offense is perfectly designed for him. Like I said, the Brady connection. That's why he's coming out of retirement, is to play for Brady.
That's the only reason?
Yes, and because it's the Bucs. Like the rumor is, and I'm sure you've heard this, Will, that the reason why he left the Patriots wasn't just because he was tired of injuries and stuff, you know, and he just, you know, he got banged up a lot because he plays so violently. The rumor is...
Is that just his style or is that just the nature of the position he played?
Kind of both. He's a beast of a man. Like, he's not a guy that plays with finesse. He plays like an absolute gorilla. Like, he's a beast. And he's been injured, but he's played through injuries. He's won three Super Bowls with Brady. Brady's won six in total. But he's a Mitch Matt. Like, nobody can really cover him. Nobody. You know,
just because he's too big?
He's big. He's great.
And like fast.
He's fast for his size. He runs impeccable routes. And he's just got that X factor where his will to win is greater than other people's. Like, he's just a winner, just like Tom Brady. Like, he may not be. Tom Brady's one of those guys, you look at him, he's like six-round draft pick. Physically, doesn't look like anything that great. But he's just got that thing in his brain that makes him win. You know, he's just going to try that much harder to beat you. It's just going to happen. Sorry. So Gronk's that kind of guy. He's that just natural born winner. His whole family's in the NFL or has been. Like he's got three or four brothers.
Yeah, I think there's five brothers.
It's just stupid. Yeah, and
they're all like enormous.
And they all have like a gym at the house, and their dad's a big meathead too, and they're just like a bunch of goofy meatheads.
He played football too.
Yeah, I mean, they're just all like, there's just a bunch of goofy meatheads, you know? Like,
yeah.
But so likable. Like, I've always liked Gronkowski. Like, now to think he's a Buck, it's crazy. So, yes, everything about Gronkowski going to the Bucs makes sense.
Has he played for any other team besides Patriots?
Nope.
So he was with them for like nine seasons or something?
No. He didn't really play that long. I want to say.
I thought it said nine seasons.
Maybe. Yeah.
I read today.
Okay. Because he's only, I think he's 31 years old.
Yeah, he's going to be 31.
Yeah. So he played his entire, he was drafted and he played his entire time there. So, and then he retired the end of 2018. So he took all last year off. So yeah, I think his body's probably in way better shape. You know, he's recovered from any of those injuries.
But he's not in like good conditioning.
Yes,
shape.
He is. He just did WWE. He looked amazing.
I don't know. He lost a bunch of weight though, is the thing. I don't know if he's going to have to put on weight.
He could do that. A guy like he did that in the offseason all the time, and he'll put 20 pounds on just protein shakes and working out like in the offseason. He'll be fine. But even Gronkowski, 20 pounds lighter, is still a maniac. I mean, he's so much better.
He looked pretty thin when I saw him on WWE.
Right. Well, you're also looking at him without those big-ass shoulder pads and all the gear. Like a lot of guys.
He's a big guy. I mean, I know he's still a big guy, but he's not, you know, 260 pounds anymore.
Right. But the thing that, and I was talking about this with you before the show, the thing that gets me so stoked is we already had such a great roster for offense. Like you go, wow, if you double team Chris Godwin, then you can't double team Mike Evans and vice versa. Now you throw Gronkowski in there, and we already have Cameron Brait, who's a really good. Yeah, and I'm not mentioning OJ Howard because he's gone. Like he's going to be bounced. He's going to get traded. They're going to get a draft pick for him. Oh, by the way, what did the Bucs give up for Gronkowski? A fourth round draft pick. What? Like, that is not – I would have been happy giving up a second-round draft pick for Gronkowski. Like, fourth-rounder? Okay, all day long. So now with all these weapons, you can't double team. Like, go ahead, double team anybody on our offense, and you're going to get effed in your A hard. Like, it's stupid. Brady has to be just laughing. He has to just, he's been laughing all day. He's still laughing because he's never had an offense like this. And he's had some great offenses. I mean, when he had one of his biggest seasons, he had Randy Moss. He threw 50 touchdowns that year with Randy Moss. And that was great. But even that roster doesn't look like what he's got right now.
No, because he had, and then they had, Hernandez and Gronk, which were, that was a deadly combo that he had there.
Literally.
Literally.
Was Aaron Hernandez, what was he? Tight end?
Yeah.
Oh, so they were both the same position?
Yeah. Well, you run two tight end sets. Okay. So the Bucs will also run two tight end sets with Gronkowski and Cameron Bray probably. So, and plus they, you know, if you don't run a two tight end set, you have two guys coming in and out and they're fresh, you know, so it's just dumb.
Who was better?
What?
Gronkowski or Hernandez?
Gronkowski, but Hernandez was really, really good too. Yeah. Like he was
very good. And if he would have not murdered that man, and
those men,
playing, he would still be up there. Yeah,
yeah, he could have been the coolest, gayest tight end in the league. He could have been like he could have really fell into that role and accepted it. You know what I mean? And been a martyr for the homosexual.
And the tightest end,
right? He could have. That's what I'm saying. He could have been like, "Hey guys, I'm your tight end," and then turn around and like make his butt muscles do that thing, you know, that people can do,
like twerk, but kind of
just
like
make
flex
him flex.
It, yeah.
Yeah, you know how guys could like Terry Crews could do it with his breast assist.
Right, right, right.
He could do it with his butts. You know, nice. Just, yeah, I'm a tight end. Tom Brady, make me go deep.